Tonight, we explore one of history's most enduring mysteries, the identity of Jack the Ripper. For over a century, countless theories have emerged, each attempting to unmask the man behind the Whitechapel murders. Prepare to step into the shadowed streets of Victorian London, where fear reigned and a killer's presence cast a long and chilling shadow. The suspects are many, the evidence fragmented, and the truth has remained elusive for more than 100 years. Despite the passage of time, the mystery of Jack the Ripper continues to captivate and haunt the imagination of historians, criminologists, and storytellers alike. Each theory brings with it a glimpse into the lives of those embroiled in the chaos of the era, victims, investigators, and suspects. The allure lies not only in uncovering the truth, but in understanding the fears and challenges of a society grappling with darkness. Perhaps the most intriguing aspect is how these unsolved crimes invite us to question the nature of justice, identity, and the stories we tell to make sense of the unknown. Overview of the Whitechapel murders. The mystery of Jack the Ripper is rooted in a series of murders that took place in the Whitechapel district of London in the year 1888. Between August and November of that fateful year, the lives of at least five women were tragically cut short. These victims, known collectively as the Canonical Five, were Marianne Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly. Each victim endured a brutal death, with evidence of horrific mutilations that have become synonymous with the Ripper's modus operandi. The sheer brutality of the killings, paired with their concentration within such a short span of time, created widespread terror throughout the Whitechapel area. The murders caused public outcry, and speculation about the identity of the killer dominated Victorian headlines. Despite a police investigation that involved hundreds of officers, the murderer slipped through the cracks, leaving behind only questions and a chilling sense of dread. To this day, the mystery of Jack the Ripper continues to captivate imaginations and fuel intrigue worldwide. The case has inspired countless theories, books, films, and investigations, each attempting to solve the enigma of the killer's identity. This enduring fascination speaks not only to the gruesome nature of the crimes, but also to the societal fears and challenges of the time. The story of Jack the Ripper serves as a stark reminder of how darkness can linger in the shadows of history, yet it also empowers us to seek justice, understanding, and progress in the face of uncertainty. Key suspects. Over the decades, numerous figures have been implicated in the Jack the Ripper case. Four key suspects have garnered considerable attention from historians and investigators alike. Montague John Druitt, a barrister and teacher, was a prominent suspect after his death shortly followed the final Ripper murder. Druitt was reported to exhibit signs of mental instability, and some theorized that his demise by drowning in the River Thames was tied to guilt over the murders. Another suspect, Aaron Kosminski, was a Polish barber and resident of Whitechapel during the time of the murders. Kosminski was noted to have had a history of mental illness and was later institutionalized, further fueling speculation of his involvement. Walter Sickert, a renowned painter, is a more controversial suspect owing to theories suggesting that his artwork contains hidden clues about his guilt. While there is little concrete evidence tying Sickert to the murders, his name has persisted in public discourse due to compelling claims and interpretations of his work. Prince Albert Victor, grandson of Queen Victoria, has also been implicated in conspiracy theories tying him to the case. While no credible evidence supports his involvement, the connection between royalty and the East End murders has sparked intrigue among theorists and storytellers alike. Another figure often woven into the mystery is Dr. Francis Tumblety, an eccentric physician with a history of questionable practices and misogynistic tendencies. Tumblety was known to collect female reproductive organs, a detail that has raised eyebrows among those studying the case. Arrested on unrelated charges during the time of the murders, he fled to the United States, evading further scrutiny. While considered a viable suspect by some, the lack of direct evidence once again leaves his connection to the gruesome crimes shrouded in uncertainty. Despite the countless theories and suspects, Jack the Ripper remains an enigma, a chilling reminder of humanity's fascination with the macabre. His identity, forever out of reach, highlights the limitations of 19th-century investigative methods and how gaps in historical records fuel modern-day speculation. The story of Jack the Ripper is not just about the terror he caused, but also about the enduring questions of justice, mystery, and the human compulsion to seek answers, no matter how elusive they may be. Common theories. Beyond individual suspects, a range of theories has been proposed to explain the Ripper's identity. Some believe the killer was a medically trained professional, given the precision of the mutilations found at the crime scenes. Others suggest that Jack the Ripper may have been a sailor or migrant worker due to the transient nature of his crimes. More elaborate theories include potential cover-ups by institutions or individuals of high societal standing, which some argue were intended to protect those in positions of power. While these ideas lack substantial evidence, they provide interesting perspectives on why the case has remained unsolved. Despite the countless theories surrounding Jack the Ripper, the case remains a haunting reminder of humanity's darkest mysteries. The lack of definitive answers has not only fueled widespread fascination, but has also inspired generations of writers, filmmakers, and researchers to explore the case in their own ways. This ongoing interest speaks to the enduring allure of the unknown and our collective desire to seek out truth, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable uncertainty. Each new interpretation and speculation serves to highlight the human tendency to piece together meaning from fragments of evidence, no matter how elusive the solution may appear. At the heart of the enigma lies a story of lives tragically cut short, forgotten amidst the sensationalism of the mystery. The victims, largely overshadowed by the notoriety of the killer, were real people with hopes, struggles, and stories that deserve remembrance. By shifting the focus to these lives and advocating for compassion, society has the opportunity to turn this historical curiosity into a meaningful reflection on humanity's capacity for both cruelty and empathy. Jack the Ripper's legacy, while shrouded in horror, carries an empowering reminder that we can choose to honor the memories of the forgotten and promote understanding in confronting the shadows of the past. Challenges in solving the case. The investigation of the Whitechapel murders faced significant challenges, many of which stemmed from the limitations of 19th-century policing methods. Crime scene management during that era was rudimentary, with potentially critical evidence routinely lost or mishandled due to contamination by onlookers and untrained officers. Witness reliability was another major hurdle in solving the case. Testimonies often contradicted one another, with descriptions of the Ripper varying significantly. The fog-bound streets of Victorian London made clear identification difficult, further complicating efforts to locate the killer. Additionally, societal bias toward the working-class residents of Whitechapel shaped perceptions of the case. The marginalized status of the victims, who were all believed to have been involved in prostitution, may have influenced the priorities of the investigation during a time of class and gender inequality. The mystery surrounding Jack the Ripper continues to capture the imagination of people worldwide, not only because of the gruesome nature of the crimes, but also due to the enduring question of the killer's identity. This enigma, shrouded in speculation and confounding evidence, challenges even modern investigative techniques. Despite advancements in science and forensic technology, the Ripper's true identity remains elusive, each new theory bringing a mix of possibilities and unanswered questions. This ongoing riddle invites both researchers and enthusiasts to ponder the limits of justice and the mysteries of the past. Beyond the intrigue, the case of Jack the Ripper shines a light on the deeper societal issues of the time and their lingering presence today. It exposes the stark inequities faced by the working class and women, highlighting how societal structures can shape the path of justice. These reflections serve as a powerful reminder of the need for compassion and equality in community systems. By examining the case through this lens, we can draw lessons not only from history's heartbreaks, but also from the resilience and strength of those whose voices demand to be heard. Modern analysis, advancements in modern forensic techniques have breathed new life into the investigation of Jack the Ripper's identity. DNA analysis, while imperfect, due to contamination and the age of surviving evidence, has offered insights into potential suspects. For instance, DNA collected from a shawl purportedly linked to one of the victims has pointed to Aaron Kosminski as a plausible match, though the reliability of this evidence has been contested. Digital modeling and geographic profiling have also provided new perspectives on the Ripper's movements and possible place of residence. These technologies have suggested that the killer may have lived within walking distance of the murder sites, reinforcing theories that Jack the Ripper was deeply familiar with the Whitechapel area. Despite these advances, the identity of Jack the Ripper remains one of the most perplexing cold cases in history. Modern investigative tools and efforts have brought us closer to understanding the mystery, but have not yet unearthed definitive proof. The story of Jack the Ripper is a chilling reminder of the human capacity for both violence and obsession. It has captivated imaginations for over a century, sparking countless books, films, and investigations dedicated to unraveling the truth. The enduring mystery challenges historians, forensic experts, and amateur sleuths alike, pushing them to keep seeking answers even when definitive conclusions seem just out of reach. This fascination stems not only from the brutality of the crimes, but also from the elusive figure behind them, whose identity continues to evade scrutiny. Yet, in contemplating these tragedies, it is imperative to remember the victims, women whose lives were cut short in the most horrific of ways. Their stories, often overshadowed by the macabre allure of the killer's identity, are central to the case. Honoring their memory involves shedding light on their lives, struggles, and humanity, ensuring that they are not forgotten as mere characters in a grim tale. While the mystery of Jack the Ripper persists, so too does the potential to approach this historic case with compassion and resolve, seeking not just intrigue, but perhaps a sense of justice and closure for those who were lost. Closing. As we conclude our exploration into the enigma of Jack the Ripper, one question still looms large. Who was the figure who terrorized the streets of Whitechapel in the fall of 1888? Despite countless theories rooted in psychology, geography, and forensic science, his identity continues to evade us, cloaked in the mists of history. Perhaps one day, new insights will arise, allowing us to solve the puzzle and finally unmask the infamous killer. Until then, the shadows of Whitechapel hold their secrets close, leaving us to wonder what truly happened in those dark alleys all those years ago. Yet, within this macabre mystery lies an enduring reminder of how the human desire for justice, understanding, and closure has driven generations to keep searching for answers. The case of Jack the Ripper stands as a testament to our collective need to shed light on the dark corners of history to make sense of what feels senseless. Researchers, historians, and amateur sleuths alike have devoted countless hours to piecing together evidence, chasing even the faintest leads that might bring the truth to life. Their dedication is a powerful example of humanity's refusal to give up, even in the face of the unknown. The story of Whitechapel is not just the story of a killer. It is the story of a community scarred by fear, yet bound together by resilience. It is the story of countless lives forever altered, but also of those who have sought to honor the past by learning from it. While the identity of Jack the Ripper remains veiled, the legacy of those affected and the lessons drawn from the tragedy continue to shape how we address crime, safety, and understanding in our society today. The streets of Whitechapel may always hold unanswered questions, but they also echo the unyielding human spirit in the pursuit of truth and light. Thank you for joining tonight's episode of Shadows of Mystery.